I came to faith a little more than... Came to faith a little more than 11 years ago. I was 26 at the time. I grew up going to a little Catholic church that was about a half block from our house growing up. It was usually my mom and us as four kids would go to church. And I quickly figured out that if I didn't want to go, what I had to do is just tell my mom in the morning, I'm going to go to the early 7:30 mass. And she'd say, that's fine, because she wanted to go at 10:30. And so at 7:30, I would walk out the door with my little brother and my little sister, who was eight. And we would walk down to a bar, I guess, and they had video games and a pool table and ping pong. And we would go in the back and play video games for about 45 minutes or so, look at the watch, and dart on home and tell my mom how great Sunday morning service was. So I drug my, you know, my little eight-year-old sister along. So that's how we did it for a few years, and I continued to grow up. My mom quit asking me to go to church. She knew I wasn't into it. I wasn't, you know, into it at all. So she just kind of quit asking. I quit going and just kind of lived my life like you would when you're a teenager or early 20s. You just live for yourself, whatever you want to do. Typically, you find a way to do it. You know, just kind of live selfishly, and you can fill in the blanks for for whatever selfish means. But I lived selfishly for a number of years, and then I lived in an apartment complex, and there was a pretty girl that lived in the building next door, and I started pursuing this pretty girl, and she was a Christian, and she told me I was a dork, basically. She was right. So I kept pursuing her, and she said, well, you know, we need to go to church. She wasn't, she was a Christian, like I said, but she was not going to church at the time. She was probably living 45 minutes away from where she had grown up and quit driving back to the family church. And so we kind of started going to a church here or there, not sure what we were doing. And then one day we were in my apartment, I think it was a Saturday afternoon, in Walnut Creek Community Church was getting ready to do their first satellite church in Waukee. And so we're sitting there, and my phone rings, and I answer the phone, and I really wish I could remember who was on the other line, but they just said, hey, we're so-and-so from Walnut Creek Community Church. We're starting a new church service. We're just doing a phone outreach. We'd love to have you. So we went and tried it out. Instantly, I felt, you know, welcome, kind of connected to the people. We kept coming, joined the small group, went through real elementary books. I'm sure you guys have all seen them. Beginning in Christ, growing in Christ, maturing in Christ. I think everybody in the group was probably saved except for me. So everyone was bored with the real elementary material except for me. So we went through that, and then I would say within a few months, I was home alone and realized, you know, I was a sinner. I think I'd always known I was a sinner, but realized I was a sinner, realized I need forgiveness, and I realized Jesus was offering that forgiveness. And so that moment, I don't know the exact date, but it would have been December of 2000. I gave my life to the Lord that night. Soon thereafter, the pretty girl I was chasing, we got married. She is not here. She's at home with our youngest two children. Me and the older two children are here. So we have four children, and God's been, you know, really faithful throughout all the years that I've begun to trust him, and I, you know, see no reason to stop trusting him now. So it's been very encouraging, and it's really good to come and be able to share this with all you folks. So thank you.